looking forward to the game tomorrow. Hopefully we can get a win. So yeah, I'm feeling good, yeah.
In terms of your own performances recently, what have you made of that?
Yeah, I've played every single game this year, all 90 minutes as well. I think I've got 8 assists, so yeah, I'm relatively happy. So I just need to keep going and hopefully play every game of the season.
Is it nice to get a run of form and a run of games like that? It must be good to kind of breed confidence.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It's nice to know that you have a game Saturday, Tuesday. If you don't have the best performance in the weekend, you have 2 days and then you can put it right. But yeah, most definitely it's important for any player to play. And yeah, it does breed confidence in you.
What about the 1-1 draw against Rochdale? How do you look back on that after a couple of days now?
I thought it was a very scrappy first half. The pitch was very difficult, very dry, so we couldn't really play our passing game, which is when we're at our best. So it was always going to be a difficult game. I think we conceded the goal too easily, and maybe we should have held on to the 1-0 lead, but you can't really look back at things. You need to keep going forward.
Has it been disappointing the way that the season has kind of capitulated to some extent? You know, you've kind of got to this end of the season. Looking back a while ago, you were kind of sixth, and now you're kind of falling away from the pack a little bit. Is that disappointing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't play all these games to just kind of stay in the middle of the table. It would have been nice to still be in sixth place. I mean, it's not over, but it's going to be difficult. I think we have to win every game now to have a good chance, but I know this football is a mad game, so you never know what can happen.
To some extent, with the way Rovers started the season, when you were up in sixth position, were you punching above your weight without being disrespectful?
Possibly, yeah. I think we haven't scored enough goals. I mean, we've conceded too easily, so we probably didn't deserve to be around there. However, we was there, and I think potentially we could have stayed around there. But obviously, this is football, and results didn't go our way.
When you lose players of the stature of Paul Keegan, and he's been so instrumental in that midfield, has that been a factor in the kind of drop-off, do you think?
Keegan's been great. I don't know if you can say one player made a massive difference, but I think like conceding late against Preston, where we should have won, the Sheffield United game last week where we was massively the better team, we've just conceded goals too easily, and I think that's the difference. But I think as football goes, passing-wise and movement, we're definitely one of the best teams in the league, but like I said, we just need to be more solid and score more, which I don't think we have been.
We talked earlier about you being an integral part of the team. Obviously, your contract's up over the summer. Have thoughts kind of turned to that a little bit for yourself, and have you had discussions with the manager?
No, I haven't spoken to the club. Like I said, I've played a lot of games this year, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I don't know where I'm going to be next year, but like I said, I'm really happy with this, the way the season's gone, and to play every minute of every game is like very pleasing to have.
Do you feel like that goes in your favour, you know, being such a regular in the team?
Hopefully. I mean, fullback's quite a demanding position because it's like you have to be up and down. So to be able to play every minute is like, I've looked after myself really well. That was always my goal from the start of the season, to get the games on my CV as such, and to keep improving and work hard. And hopefully I've proved it to people that that's been the case.
And is Rovers a club that you'd like to have a future at?
Yeah, of course. I think the club's got massive potential. And it should be in the Championship for whatever reason this season it hasn't. But when clubs get relegated, it's always hard to come straight back up. That's just a fact. The club lost a lot of players, and with the takeover at the start of the season, it wasn't easy for the manager or for anyone at the time. So I think next season will be a good season. And I think, like you said, we were in sixth position not too long ago. So I think mid-table is kind of where we should be right now. Sad as that may sound, I think that's just realistic.
In terms of Leighton Orient, what have you made of them throughout the year?
To be honest, I haven't really paid much attention to them. Like, we've had so many games, and you worry about yourself and your team. But I know they're struggling, but that's not a good thing, because they need the points, and we're kind of safe. So we have to be on the ball, basically, and make sure we have the mindset to go into the game prepared for the fight that they're going to give us.
They were a team last year that was kind of fighting for the playoffs. Now they're down that bottom end. Is that surprising in your mind?
Yeah. They've spent a lot of money also. I think they have some of the highest paid players in the league, so it's a surprise, but that goes to show that this league's very, very difficult, and I don't think you can really gauge where teams are going to be. Like Chesterfield in the playoffs, I don't think anyone expected that at the start of the season. And there's a few other teams that are around there. So like I said, it's a very difficult league. You just don't know.
How difficult is this time of year for players? You know, you're coming towards the end of the season, kind of five games to go. Sixth looks a little bit kind of out of reach now, possibly not mathematically out of the case, but the phrase gets trotted out on the beach in a player's mind. How do you kind of combat that and keep the intensity up until the end of the year?
Personally, I'm out of contract, so it's not that case for me, because I want to keep impressing and people remember the end of the season as opposed to the start of the season. So in my opinion, it makes me, when people are relaxing, I want to go that one step further to shine. So in my case, no. However, some people who have got longer contracts, that may be the case, but ultimately, there's always people watching. There's always time to impress. So I don't think you should ever take the foot off the gas at any stage of the season.